Blog Talk Radio.
Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it willy, willy, won't it? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it willy, willy, won't it? Won't it do?
National audience, we thank God, amen, for our local audience. We thank God for ADM Ministry, and we thank God for you, Atlanta, coming to join in with our youth, praise God, because they have a say, praise God. They have questions pertaining to the Word of God, amen, pertaining to their lives and how they should live, praise God. And at this time, we're going to have our own Mother Jackson come in with a prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Father. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, almonds. We know how, God, give me the honor. Who's the head of our life, God. We and to honor to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and everyone at ABM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for these youth, God, the youth that you're raising up, God. Raising up, God, to live holy. You're raising up a generation, God, that want to know all about you, want to live as you live. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Thank you for teaching our youth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to lead them and to guide them into our truth, God. Shield and protect them. In the name of Jesus, God. Send your God and your angels all around them, God, as they go to school, as they go up and down highways and the byways, God. We pray, God, let your truth be revealed to them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we thank you for what you're doing for these youth in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, God, for your teaching, God, that you're teaching them how to live as young women, young men, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they don't have to be followers. They can be leaders in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Even in our homes, God, let them live as they would when they come into your house, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you raise these generation up, God, that won't bow down, won't compromise, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you. These things we ask this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. We thank God, amen, for Mother giving us that prayer over our youth on this evening. Praise God. Amen. And we know that all things work together for them who love the Lord and come to him in prayer. Amen. And at this time, praise God, we're going to have a youth lineup. Amen. So how many youths I got out there? Who's online?
Anthony.
Who's online out there, youth?
Anthony.
Haviland? Who else is online out there?
Anthony.
Anthony, praise God.
Amen.
Who else do we have?
Shamaya.
Shamaya, amen. God bless you. Who else we have out there? Any other youth? Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the youth checking in. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Anthony, Brother Anthony, amen. We're going to ask you to repeat the Lord's Prayer at this time, if you would.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And we like to say amen, praise God, to all of our listeners out there. Make sure that you keep our youth in your prayers daily. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
They need it. Amen. You know, we need it, but they surely need it. Amen. Because of the world system and the things that are going on in this world today. Amen. Our youth need a positive, positive influence on a daily basis. They need to know that they're loved. Amen. Not only by God, but the parents. Amen. And other loved ones, praise God. Amen. Friends and family alike. Amen. So with that, amen, we're gonna have a few questions for our youth. Amen. Praise God. Where they can give us their take on how they feel about certain things. And today we're going to be talking about prayer. Prayer. Amen. So to the youth. Amen. First question. What is prayer to you?
Your communication through God.
Amen. Communications from God. Amen. Now, is that one-way communication or is that Two-way communication.
Two-way communication.
Okay, someone said two-way, and someone else said what?
Multiple.
I couldn't hear you.
Multiple communication we got.
Okay. Let's talk about the two-way communication. All right. Explain to me, amen, two-way communication. Shamaya.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, two-way communication with God involves praying or just praying or just asking him to, like, anything that's going on wrong in your life or, excuse me, anything that's going around, like, wrong in your life, you can ask him, like, for help or forgiveness or change involved in your life because he will step in and change. It might not be like an hour or a minute, but it takes time. Faith without works is doubt. So.
Okay. Someone else? How about you, Havla? Evelyn, are you still there?
Howie.
Okay, let me ask this question. Shamaya gave me one-way communication. Okay, one-way communication, what are you doing? In one-way communication, you, what are you doing?
One-way communication is when you are praying and, okay, one-way communication is when you are praying and he can hear what you're asking him with help for, and you can also thank him for all the things that he's done for you.
Okay, you say he will hear what you're saying, but anyway, the one-way communication, balled up in a nutshell, and everything you just said, which was right, is you talking to God. Amen? Is your prayer to God. You're talking to him. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Now, how about the other way, the two-way? What is the other way? You were talking to God in the first way. What is the other way to, in communication with God?
You listening to him.
Amen. You listening to God because he's doing what?
Helping.
Helping?
He's helping.
And talking to you. Amen. And I see we have Tanisha online. Amen. Tanisha, are you there? Tanisha? Are you there, Tanisha? Amen. Praise God. Well,
amen.
Let's move on to the next question because that was a good dialogue on that first question. Amen. Question number two. What are some of the things you pray about to God?
Your family.
Amen. Amen. And what else do you pray about?
You can pray about your health.
Your health, amen.
You can pray about the people around you.
You can pray about what now?
The people around you.
the people that are around you. Amen. Any other things you can pray about?
You can pray to help give strength to the people that need it.
Amen. Praise God. Pray for others. And that's very important, isn't it? Amen. You know why that's very important? Huh?
You can pray to get closer to Him.
Amen. Pray to get closer to God. Amen. Amen. But I want to focus on what you just said a while ago about praying for others. That is so important. Amen. That is so important because when you pray for others, it shows, you know, that you don't have any selfishness, that you are willing to share what God has given you. Amen. And you know that others lack or have a need, amen, or need a healing or something of that nature. And it's so important to pray for others because that's showing godly love. Amen. And when you show godly love, God loves that. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So those are some very good answers. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And one other thing that's important, like you said also, is to pray for yourself, amen, to God. Pray for your healing, amen. Pray for your schoolwork that you do well. Praise God. Amen.
You can pray for safety.
There you go. I was just on the tip of my tongue. Praise God. Amen. Pray for safety. Amen. Hallelujah. Because when you're out there in that school environment, so much is going on. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And you want to stay safe. Amen. And looking at today's society and the things that's going on in the schools, amen. Praise God. You youth, praise God, need a place of safety, a habitat of safety, even when you're away from home at school or whatever. Amen. Very important. Very good answer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Let's go to question number 3. Has God ever answered any of your prayers? Anthony. Has God ever answered any of your prayers?
Yes, He has.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And when He answered your prayer, how did you feel about that?
I felt good.
You felt good, didn't it? Amen. Amen. It feels good to know that, you know, somebody's got your back, right?
Yes.
Amen. And who better can have your back than the Lord God? Amen. Because when God look at the things, amen, when He look at the things that we need and what He can do for us, He's looking at it how? Anybody?
We're scared at
school.
How is
God looking at it? Huh?
We're scared at school.
With get at school?
We're scared in school.
Okay.
He said that they are scared in school.
They're scared in school. Amen. Amen. So you need somebody to protect you in school, right? Amen.
Yeah.
Other than the resource officers or the principal or deans or anything like that, we need God's protection. Amen.
Yeah.
Which can be omnipresent around us. Amen. Very important.
Amen.
Amen. And one other point in that for your protection is God is looking at it eternally. Amen. To give you protection all the time. Everlasting. Amen. Amen. Because He said He would never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We have some very good answers here on today, praise God. Amen. And we are proud of our youth, praise God. Amen. Because they sit, they look, and they see, you know, the things that are going on around them, praise God. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of negativism, amen, but there's a lot of positiveness, amen, when we keep them on the Lord's side and teach them, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, Haviland.
Yes.
Has God ever answered any of your prayers?
Yes.
And how did you feel when he answered your prayer?
I was happy because when he answered my prayer, I knew that they were getting through to him, so he heard me.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, Samaya?
Yes.
Okay, same question. How did you feel when God answered, or did he answer any of your prayers? How did you feel?
God actually did answer a lot in my prayers this year because as a child growing up, I was in dance, and I had to get out of dance because of my health and everything. And me and my teacher are now a step team in school for girls that's like me, and we're trying to bring girls up and uplift them as powerful young women and how to be a young lady. So, yeah, he did answer a lot of my prayers, and I feel good about it.
Amen. Amen. So that was one of the specific prayers that he answered for you, right?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Is there a specific prayer, Kavlin, that God answered for you that you would like to share with our audience?
I prayed for my friend once because she was having a hard time at home, and I was worried about her, so I was praying for her. And then one day she came into school and she said that everything was going better. And
amen. Amen.
I was really happy when that happened.
Amen.
I knew that God had. I knew that God had helped her.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And we can see when we pray to God and he answers our prayers that we know that he's a real and living God. Amen, you? Amen, you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. Okay. Our final question. Our final question for the youth is this. When do you pray and how often do you?
I pray in the morning when I wake up, and I thank him for allowing me to wake up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I pray at night, and if I'm going on a trip, I pray before I get in the car that we'll have a safe trip. Or if my parents are going somewhere, I pray so that they could have a safe trip.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Someone else.
I pray, excuse me. I pray every morning when I wake up and ask God to help me through the day and control myself because I know I have a little temper. And I just pray at night and in the morning before waking up and going to sleep because I know stuff is happening in this earth right now that nobody can't control. It's just all in God's hands. So, yeah.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay, someone else?
I pray in the morning, thanking God to allow me to wake up, and I pray at school to keep me safe at school. And then I pray when I go to sleep to make sure to allow his angels to guard me while I sleep.
Amen. Praise God. So sounds like you have an understanding of 360-degree prayer. Amen. Praying in the morning, noonday, and at evening. Amen. Praise God. And that is one of the best ways to pray, to stay in communication with God, so he'll stay in communication with you. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And we can never stop praying, praise God, for the Bible tells us to watch and to pray. We must always pray. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Now, there was a second part to this question. Amen. Do you have a quiet place to pray? Haviland.
Yes, I have a quiet place to pray. It's a part of my room that I could go and just sit down and not have to worry about anything because I'm there alone, so I can pray for what I'm asking him and thanking him for.
Amen. Amen. Shemaya.
It's either the bathroom or either in my room.
Amen. 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 And it's always a quiet place where you know where you can go and find yourself in the presence of the Lord talking to him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes, you know, it'll be kind of hard to pray, amen, in a place where a lot of people are, and their minds, they have a different mindset, amen, about things, and their mind is not on the Lord, and you're trying to sit there and pray, amen, and that would be a distraction. So when you find that quiet place, you get rid of those distractions, amen, where you can go and talk to God. And you can listen to God talk to you. Amen.
Amen.
And you should always, always have that quiet place where we can go. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you youth this evening, amen, you have really impressed me, praise God. Because that's what it's all about. It sounds like your parents, amen, praise God, are doing something good, amen, in teaching you the word of the Lord. Amen. So I impress upon you, praise God, to keep on pushing, amen, and learning of the Lord Jesus Christ and sharing the good news and the gospel, amen, of his love and his gift to all of us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Does anybody else, any other youth have anything they want to say?
My teacher is Sister Smith.
Amen.
My teacher is Sister Smith.
Sister Smith.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, you. Praise God. Praise God for all of you being on this line. I tell you, you have truly, truly blessed me on tonight. You know, we're talking about prayer, and we always talk about it in children's church. Just simply talking to God, just like we're here on this line talking. And I just ask God on tonight just to place that hedge of protection all around you all, because I've spoken to so many of you since we've been having so much going on in the school. And I have to say on today, when I spoke with you all, I was just blessed to to know that you're taking prayer to school, even though they're taking it out of so many schools, just to know, and just to hear little Anthony a little while ago saying that he prays during the school day, praying for God to place angels around them to protect them. So I thank God for the message on tonight. I thank you for all of you youth that participated. And I just ask you to just keep on growing. Keep on growing in the Lord because he loves you. And just know that he hears your prayer. And just like Shemaiah said, he may not answer it right then, but he's going to answer it in his own time, in his own time, children. And just know that he loves you. Just know that we love you here at ADM and that we are here for you. You can come to us. You can talk to us. You can share with us. But I always encourage all of you youth to go home and to engage your parents. Talk to your parents about your day at school. Talk to them about what's going on in your world. And then you talk to them about what's going on in their world. Engage your parents. But just remember that if you need us, we're here. And I know that all of you youth, you have my number. So I'm here. I'm ready to pray with you. I'm ready to talk to you. So I thank you for just coming on this line on tonight, because I think all of us adults that may be on this line are truly blessed at some of your responses. So just continue to grow. Stay in his word and always remember to do right. And I just love you and I thank you. And I'll see you all on Sunday. God bless.
Amen. Amen. We thank Sister Smith, amen, doing such a beautiful job with our youth. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you, she's my wife, but I tell you what, she's got such an uncanny spirit that that draws youth and children to her. Amen. Praise God. And that's her gifting. Amen. And we thank God for it. Amen. Praise God. For the word of the Lord say, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so because they are, amen, in God's eyesight, amen, such valuable little jewels, praise God, we ought to guide them and help nourish them along the way in the
amen.
Word and the works of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
We thank God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. At this time, amen. Praise God. And at this time, we ask that if our pastor have any closing remarks, Apostle Temple Spencer, praise God, that he will come in, amen, with any closing remarks, amen, for our youth, amen, on today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Pastor Temple. Amen. Praise God. He's probably traveling. I don't know if he can hear us. Amen. Praise God. But I tell you what. He has a heart for the youth and everybody. Him and First Lady Lakeisha, amen, praise God. Their heart is so wide open for helping people on today, amen. And we have such a large contingency of youth at the ADM ministry, praise God, amen. And we thank God, amen, because they could be somewhere in the streets, or somewhere, or something else, amen, praise God, with the negative things that are going on in this world today, the negative vices, amen.
Amen.
But they're with us, praise God, and we thank God that he has that hedge of protection around each and every one of them, amen. So we ask that you please, please keep our youth in your prayers, amen. And if one come to you, be able to offer them a word, amen, from the Lord that will sustain them, that will direct them, and that will teach them, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Because they are hungry for the God's knowledge and his wisdom, just like us grown-ups. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. And we thank God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I tell you what, this has been a blessed, blessed night. Amen. With our youth. Praise God.
Amen.
And we thank God for everything that's going forward. Our prayer for my mother, over to you. Amen. Sister Smith. Amen. Praise God. They're coming over to you, the leader. Amen. And giving them a word of encouragement. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for the ADM ministry. Amen. That back our youth. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So I tell you what, let's just keep on pushing. Let's keep on striving into the higher mark of the calling of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Keep the youth in the family prayer.
Yes.
Because when you do, Jesus is going to meet you there. When we all gather around the altar, don't forget our youth in our family prayer. Praise God. Amen. This has been a blessing to me on tonight. Amen. Praise God. And I thank each and every one of you youth, amen, that came on the line, amen, and shared with us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And shared, amen, with each other. Amen. Because that can only press us forward in the Lord. Iron sharpens iron. And when iron sharpens iron, oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory. What a wonderful, wonderful day it is
amen.
In the Lord. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Amen.
So with that, amen. We bring
amen.
This portion of our youth, amen, Friday night prayer, amen,
yes.
to a close. Amen.
Amen.
And we
amen.
Just say, amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. May heaven smile upon you, youth. May heaven smile upon your family. Mothers and fathers, amen, upon your school and everything that you do, amen. May God bless you. God love you, and so do we. Y'all
amen.
Have a God blessed night and a God blessed weekend. And you, bring somebody to church with you. Encourage them. Come on. Amen. Let's go and see a man named Jesus. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah.
Father, forgive us, cause we know not what we doing. I'm reading for your influence, but lately I've been truant. The world's been my influence, and it's created a delusion, ball of confusion. But maybe if I had your eyes, I could reach the secluded. Mind's polluted, I know mind's polluted. I'm praying for my people, stuck in correctional institutions, telling us hope and someone who really cares. Cause you're ill and oppressed people everywhere. And it's no need to be scared, he knows your deepest fears. But if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear. Knowing you
give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Yeah. Yeah. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach.
forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see. Give me your eyes for just one second.